Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known. One who wants to become a perfect devotee of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses, and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami and then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books, such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, Alayita Madhava, but Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. Hare Krishna. That's the end of the preface by Srila Prabhupada. So the point here is, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. And Prabhupada didn't say the instruction here is for householders. He didn't say it is for sannyasis. He didn't say it here is for any ashram, but Vaishnava. The instruction is for Vaishnava. Vaishnava. Because every devotee who's practicing, following this Krishna conscious process, we are all expected to go back home, back to God. That means that we should do the same thing. Not that the householders will say, okay, I'm a householder, so my advancement didn't depend on my attitude. No. Everything depends on the attitude. What is attitude? What is attitude? Our approach towards Krishna. How are we approaching Krishna? That is the main thing. Just like, to make it practical, just like you are doing business. You are doing business. And someone is starting business with 50,000 rupees. Someone is starting with 10 million rupees. They are going to get the same profit at the end. Even if both of you are starting it with 1 million rupees each, all of us were starting business with, let's say, 10 million rupees. And one person is going to the office 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Another person will go 4 in the evening. Another person, he comes to work once a week. So we are going to have the same profit. The person who is going to work 8 in the morning, closing by 4 in the evening. And during the whole time, he is very, very busy, very carefully doing his work. We all know that person will be successful. This is showing our approach. Then to bring it to our own circle as devotees. A person who is chanting Hare Krishna with full understanding that the name and Krishna are the same. are not different. They're the same. And he has a full understanding, or she has a full understanding, that I'm dealing with Krishna, the Supreme Lord. How careful must I be in my approach to Krishna? Do we think that person will not meet Krishna very soon? He will meet Krishna because he has a right approach, right attitude. A person who is chanting Hare Krishna, from morning till evening, struggling with the job, we expect that person is going to go back to Godhead. It's a big illusion. Hare Krishna devotees think you chant Hare Krishna, you go back to Godhead. Provided you are a Hare Krishna devotee, provided you are in this movement, you are going back to Godhead. That is the greatest illusion one can have. It's a big illusion. Do we have the attitude of the living entities in Goloka? We have the attitude. We think the way they think. Do we relate with each other the way they relate to them? Do we speak like them? Do we walk like them? Does it correspond? We need to understand the word alignment. Alignment. If you are driving, you should understand the alignment, what it means, driving. The front tire and the back tire should... Yes, that's alignment. Or in Krishna consciousness, you can say this is alignment. We have good relationship with Krishna. This alignment. Then we can think of Krishna consciousness. So our attitude is very important. Our approach. How do we approach Krishna? That includes everything that we do in Krishna consciousness. Include everything, not only chanting, hearing, it's included, everything. Therefore, Krishna spoke these words in Avagita, Man Mana Baba Man Bhakta, Malya Ji Mam Namaskuru, Mam Evaye Satyam Te Prati Joni Priyosimi. Madmana is one word, but it's heavy. Madmana, think of me. Think of me. It's a simple word, think of me. Krishna said, think of me. Who will think of Krishna? Only a pure devotee who has love for Krishna will think of Krishna. A pure devotee who has love for Krishna will think of Krishna. But those who have not love for Krishna will not think of Krishna. But a Krishna's request is, think of me, become my devotee. We all know when we are devoted to something. When we are devoted to our service, our work in office, we know what we do. When we are devoted to a person, we know what we do. Or devoted to something, we think of that thing 24 hours. So Krishna said, become my devotee. It means what? Krishna is requesting you should think of him 24 hours. And as Prabhupada said, it is our responsibility to mold our life in such a way that will remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. That is not For one person, brahmacharis mold their life. So you can think of me 24 hours. You not say here. It is for devotees, anyone who is a devotee. A householder, sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprastha. Krishna, Prabhupada said, mold our life in such a way that remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. That is the instruction. It's an assignment given to us. So it depends on how we are going to handle that as a householder. So I have many things to do. I have many things to do. We look at the priority. What is the priority? Of all the things I have to do, what is the priority? It's the attitude. Of all the things we have to do for a day, what is the priority? A devotee must understand that. The priority is, I must chant 16 rounds first, before anything else. That's priority. So if someone is not putting effort in that, he's saying the priority is my office. Right? My priority is my office. Then chanting becomes a secondary thing. Thinking of Krishna will become a secondary thing, or even fourth class, or even forgotten. So, how do we understand who Krishna is? And how do we relate with him? That's what Rupa Goswami is, Prabhupada is saying. Advancement in Christian consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. For one who accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full understanding, not philosophically. One can philosophically accept, okay, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, because we have been hearing that for a long time. So we can memorize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please, it is different from realizing Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those who actually know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their attitude is different. They will never waste time for anything, and nothing becomes a priority. Their Krishna consciousness is the priority. Anything else can go to hell. They can sacrifice everything for Krishna, but they will never sacrifice Krishna for anything. That's the attitude. They keep Krishna in the center of everything. If Krishna is not here, they are not there. Only if Krishna is here, then they are there. This is a process one can make advancement. We become attached to something when we have knowledge of that. So we will become attached to Krishna when we know who Krishna is. I'm not talking about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we have been hearing for years. That's not what I'm talking. I mean, we should really understand who Krishna is. It is then we will surrender our lives to Krishna. Then there will be no question of, I am this, I am that. It's secondary. Whatever we are, it's okay. But the most important thing is, what is the level of our Krishna consciousness? What is the level of our Krishna consciousness? Theoretical devotees or practical devotees? Philosophical devotees or the devoted devotees who have absorbed themselves in the process? The attitude tells how we will make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We have seen so many devotees who are having serious problems, difficulties one after another. But they never in any moment think that, oh, this is too much for me, let me leave it. Never. And we have seen so many people who never even have difficulties up to this level leaving the movement. What is the cause of that? The attitude. It's our attitude towards Krishna that will build our faith. It's our attitude. What do we understand what Krishna consciousness is? If we don't understand what Krishna consciousness is, what are we expecting? Our expectation will be wrong. If we don't understand Krishna consciousness, our expectation will be completely opposite to what Krishna consciousness is. Maybe my expectation, based on my understanding, is to have a big position in the movement. I'm satisfied. Get a big post. Oh, great. I have achieved it. I want to become famous. Oh, great. I've made it. Our acharyas mentioned that if we chant offensive holy name, we will get opulence, we will get position. So to have position is a signal that we are not chanting properly the pure name. Not that we are making advancement. So we are getting all the material facilities, but where is the bhakti? Where is the prem, which is the result of chanting? Where is it? Only when we see that there is attraction for Krishna, very deep attraction for Krishna, then we can understand, okay, this advancement I'm making. So Prabhupada is making it very clear. A follower of Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. That is all of us. All of us are expected to become Goswami, controlling our senses. It's our duty to learn how to control the senses. It's our duty. It's human life. We don't tell animals to control the senses. But human beings have the responsibility to learn how to control the senses. The senses are controlled. We are free. The freedom. So only Goswami is free. Free because the senses cannot control him or her. He's a master. So he's free. Anyone else is not free. Only not a Goswami is not free. The senses can push us to any direction. We will helplessly go there. Every single suffering that living entities are experiencing in this material world is due to uncontrolled senses. Those who have controlled senses cannot suffer because they will see Krishna in all the activities, in all their life, in every situation. So the senses, uncontrolled senses, bring suffering for living entities. So Rupa Goswami has written this book to show us how to control the senses. And then he went into details to explain the 16 which will destroy our devotion, 16 which will promote our devotion and maintain our devotion. And before then, he gave us the vision who will help us to understand the 16 which will destroy, the 16 which will maintain or give us bhakti. Rupa Goswami, before he did this, see the intelligence of our acharyas. He gave us a vision of a person who can do that. So we can have a clear understanding whom to approach to help us achieve this. So he described he must be a controller of the 6 enemies. That person must be a controller. Not just philosophically, we should see that this person is living that life. The senses are under control, and he can help others to get the senses controlled. That person we will approach. We will approach that person. Then the person will help us. Krishna told Arjuna, if you want to acquire knowledge, go and approach a person who have knowledge. Okay? To make approach is the end. It is the beginning. If you have gone to approach somebody for assistance, that is the approach, is the beginning. Have you been relieved of your difficulties? That you have to see. So when Krishna told Arjuna, go and approach a Tattvadarshi. Krishna didn't end there. And Krishna told Arjuna, all of us, if you have approached the person, so these are the qualities. You must be very humble. You must be very inquisitive. And your inquisitiveness will be a challenging one, this attitude. There's no challenge. It's humility. And you have to render service. If you have these three qualities, something will happen. Then you will get the knowledge. So how do you know that we have gotten the knowledge? We have made a proper approach and the knowledge has come. How? And Krishna explained in the next verse. You will never fall into illusion again. That Tattvadarshi will destroy the ignorance. You will never be in ignorance again. First thing. Second thing, you will see that all living entities are not separate from me. So now we should understand what should be our attitude for advancement. In everything that we do, you should see Krishna in it. In everything. Our speech should be carefully examined. Attitude of a follower. It will make us advance in Christian consciousness. The way we approach our Christian consciousness will make us advance in Christian consciousness. The way we speak. How do we speak? Is our speech a stone or rose flower? Which one? Huh? Then, so properly saying, we cannot make advancement. It's one sentence. It's just one sentence. If our speech is rose flower, we make advancement. If our speech, like a stone, will not make advancement, and Prabhupada is giving that direction. What about our hearing? What do we hear? Do we hear pure Krishna consciousness? Or we still have attraction for newspapers, magazines, movies? Everything. We still have a taste for them, or is forgotten? When we are walking, what are we thinking about? When we are walking. Now the parikrama, I told devotees, see, we are not walking because you don't have money to take a bus. This is not parikrama. Parikrama is different. Not because you can't take a bus. So what are we doing? Every devotee who is in parikrama should think, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed here. With his devotees, not alone, with his devotees. And what were they doing? They're simply chanting the holy name. So if we are absorbed in chanting and thinking of the Lord and his pure devotees passing here, the song will not beat us. But if we are thinking, well, when will we get to the destination, how long it will take, or the road is too rough, so difficult to walk, oh Krishna, did I make mistake taking this parikrama? Then it is fatigue, it is not parikrama. Our attitude. So one is thinking, so such a wonderful opportunity, this very place I am, the Supreme Lord was here, and I'm trying to follow this. When one is absorbed in that, the bed will cheer you up. Well done, well done, well done. You are doing it. You feel very happy and joyful at this parikrama. At the end, you feel purified. Our attitude makes us to make advancement. And our attitude can make us to do the same thing and having nothing. All the suffering, all the pain we get from the stones on the way. Attitude is very important. What do we see? What do we see? Do we see that, yes, all these wonderful devotees, all these wonderful devotees, and it's a great fortune. And with all these devotees taking advantage, thinking, what nonsense devotees is this? Why do you come to this parikrama? You should have come here. If I know I'll meet you, I wouldn't have paid money to join this parikrama. Then it is not parikrama. Our attitude, because make up myself. If I appreciate him, oh Prabhu, I'm so happy that you are here now. I'm very encouraged by seeing you. That is parikrama. Attitude will make advancement. Advancement will come. The proper teaching. So our attitude is very important. For example, if I give you, take. And then, take. Can you have this? Which one do you prefer? Why? It's the same thing, the same calculus I'm giving. It's the same person. So why? What is the difference? Attitude. The attitude. Palatable or unpalatable? So the second one, all of us agreed, is pleasing, very, very encouraging. It will remain in the mind. Oh, he gave me this. He gave me this. It will remain in the heart. Appreciate it. It's the attitude. It is the same thing. The same thing. Even though we accept it, but when we remember the way it was given, you feel pain. But the second part, when we remember it is given, you feel joyful. You'll be happy. You would like to see that person again. Attitude. So how we approach Krishna, our understanding of who Krishna is, our approaching him, that will help us to make advancement. A wrong approach will not make advancement. Therefore, we have to cultivate good attitude. So cultivate good attitude. The beginning of that, to cultivate a good attitude, is to have respect for all living entities. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Respect for all living entities. Not worshipping all living entities. Respect. that the soul in this. So Krishna told Arjuna, who of course he's speaking to all of us, do you see that all living entities are my parts and parcels? So we respect. Our advancement will be very, very, very steady and progressive. When we have the right attitude for everything that we do in Krishna consciousness, we make progress. Just like if you have a right attitude towards even our material activities, you will get a better result. So, for example, you are eating in hurry. You're eating in hurry. Eating and talking in anxiety. That food is poison. It's not food, it is poison. You're going to get sick. Attitude. Very important. So our acharyas are very, very merciful. They always point out things for us to see so that we can do the right thing. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Comments? Question? Yes.
How do you maintain this attitude all the time? Like sometimes, you know, we see that sometimes it's easier to cultivate and sometimes it's not. So what should one do so that one can keep this attitude all the time?
Knowledge is very important. Knowledge. Why am I doing this? What is the importance of having good attitude? If that is understood, whatever happens will not affect us, because you know the goal of this. You know the goal. Just like someone who wants to be successful in Krishna consciousness, we must know the goal of Krishna consciousness. If we don't know the goal, we will never maintain enthusiasm. It will come for a short while and disappear. So to be able to maintain a positive attitude, we should know what is the gain. What will I achieve by this? And why should I do it? Because to do the wrong thing is easier. One reason, because majority of us are doing that. But attitude or character means that I should do the right thing all the time, even if nobody sees me. And that is what we are. So we should know, why am I doing this? Then it will become our life. I should do this because I know this is the right thing. And I'll get this attitude. Even if nobody appreciates it now, which is the right thing, I should do it. So whatever happens will not disturb us from doing it. We'll keep on doing it because we know the end. So knowledge is required to understand what we have to do. Why we should do it. Very important. So the last part of the purport this morning by Bhagavatam class, the Prabhupada mentioned that we should try to understand who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, then we can surrender to Him. If you don't know Him, how can we surrender to Him? To who? Why should I surrender to you? When I know that you are there, you can protect me, you can maintain me, you can take care of me. When I have any difficulty, somebody is there, I will take shelter. Because I know you're going to help me when it is really difficult. But if there is nothing there, so why should I be with you? What is keeping us together? Nothing. So we should know. Right? Yes, something else?
About the goal in Krishna consciousness, I know very little that everyone has to go back home, back to Godhead and serve there. Can you say something?
We have the theoretical understanding about going back to Godhead. That's a goal. Go back to Godhead. That is theoretical. But we are seeing that a person who really knows this in reality, that person's devotional life will be different. His or her journey will be different. His activity will be different. Everything will be done with care and attention. And there wouldn't be any excuse for not doing what you're supposed to do. We'll do it. Because one knows this is the ultimate. We will make very, very fast advancement. Very fast advancement. In a moment. You attain perfection. In a moment. Anyone who knows in truth the goal of Christian consciousness is Krishna, you become qualified to go back to Godhead next moment. Yes. Celebrity not a quarter said that. See, we theoretically know what's the goal of life? Back home, back to Godhead. It's theory. It's good because we have to have the beginning and begin from there. Then we'll gradually go to the goal. It's good to know that it's there. Then we can start working towards that gradually. And attain it. So we should not think that because I have theoretically heard or been told going back to God is the goal of life, that means I have gotten it. It is not. It is not. Now we have to work for it and really realize that. To know me in truth, Krishna said. He hardly find one who knows me in truth. So one who knows Krishna in truth is already in Goloka. Already. Iha yasha hare dashiye. Iha in this world. In this world. One who knows, accepted completely with the intelligence, with the mind, with the senses, that Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. The Bhagavad Swami says, what? Jivan Mukta Sahuchate. It's Jivan Mukta. He's already in Goloka, just here, but he's already living in Goloka.
Is a dance. So, is it true?
If you...
It's a tagline, a slogan there.
It is not the place. It is the consciousness. Do you think that the pure devotees are only pure when they are mindful? They are not pure wherever they are? Anywhere they are, just like if you're a cook, you're a cook anywhere. Right? You're a musician, anywhere you go, you perform because that is a profession, you know it. Right? If you're a dancer, you dance anywhere. Not only even feel, okay, I only know how to cook in Noida. In Vrindavan, I don't know how to cook. Very little cook. The cook is a cook everywhere. So one who has attained that stage, pure devotee is a pure devotee anywhere. Whatever he is, he's a pure devotee. In fact, Atom Das Thakura said, for that person, he doesn't go to anywhere. Where he is, he's Vrindavan. And Krishna will be there with you. Right? Something else? Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki jai.